Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Who's Who, African American Lick, Blog Talk Radio Show. This is DJ Gatsby, and this is the WBMG Radio. Today, our guest is going to be author LaTonya M. Branham. We're waiting on the line. She'll be calling in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I want to say happy hump day and, happy Wednesday to everybody that's out there. A big shout out to all my Facebook friends celebrating birthdays today, Anthony Social. My man Zim Cadet, Rhonda Scott, Al Ski, and Yolanda Toramanades. Congratulations and happy birthday to everybody out there. Also, I want to say rest in peace and give my condolences to Bobby, a.k.a. Buddy McCoy from Spring Valley, New York, a good close personal family friend of mine who passed away last week. Just want to send my condolences out to his mother, Betty, and also his brothers, Tommy McCoy and Philip. All right. So in the meantime, I want to tell you about author LaTonya Branham. She's from Dayton, Ohio. She's the author of three fantastic books, The Academy Academic Prayer, Culture Seek, first and second editions, as well as Spirit Seek. They're all books about college education, and the processes and some of the things you go through pursuing a college degree. She is also a contributing writer to The Chicken Soup for the Soul, Here Comes the Bride from 2012, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Devotional Stories for Women, published in 2009. LaTonya is one of the founding partners of the Dayton Book Expo as CEO and founder of the Reader to the Leader Foundation. LaTonya provides that strong sharing, teaching, and reading inspirational messages and books that make a great impact on society. In June 2010, LaTonya was presented with the Rose Award from the Dayton Christian Writers Guild. LaTonya earned a master's degree of arts from Antioch University, McGregor Midwest, and a Bachelor of Science degree from the Wilberforce University. She is currently pursuing a PhD in leadership and change at Antioch University. LaTonya serves as a college administrator and as an adjunct professor teaching multicultural education and reading in the content area. LaTonya and her husband serve in a community outreach, First Fruits Youth Projects in their city, and do a lot more to help encourage our youth. For additional information after this show, you can reach LaTanya on her website, www.latanyabranham.com. LaTanya, I see you're here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you very much. I'm just honored to be a part of your show tonight and share with your audience.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I was getting kind of worried there, but I played some music early on, and then I just read your bio. So welcome to the show, LaTanya. Also,
thank
as I was saying before, you know, my condolences went out to my friend Buddy McCoy out there in Spring Valley, New York, and happy birthday to all my Facebook friends who are celebrating today. LaTanya, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, doing very well. I'm just in the spirit for this holiday season and also, you know, working on my studies as well, and so I won't complain. I'm blessed.
No, yes, we are blessed, as all of us are. It's a great holiday season. It's wrapping up to be one of my most special holidays. I'm spending Christmas with my mom here in New York, and she's just so delighted. We're having a big Christmas party for her on Friday, so, yeah, I'm really good.
Oh.
What are your plans for the holidays for Christmas?
Well, you know, my husband and I will be around briefly, but he just had a birthday on the 20th, and so my present to him was tickets to see the Pittsburgh Steelers play on Christmas Day. So we will be spending our Christmas Day in Pittsburgh at the Steelers game.
I like that. My God, the homie going to the game. And I am assuming you are Pittsburgh fans?
Yes, we are.
Let's see, from Dayton, Ohio, you know, you've been a Cincinnati fan. But anyway,
no.
congratulations on that brother celebrating his birthday and a wonderful gift. Now,
thanks.
I spoke to you briefly before the show tonight to get a kind of idea about who you were and what you did. I understand that you're from Dayton, Ohio, and you have some fantastic books that you've written. But before we talk about the books, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you grew up and how you, you know, ended up pursuing master's degrees and all of these letters behind your name. Tell us a little bit how, you know, about where you're from and how you got started.
Okay, sure. Thanks for sharing my bio. I am a native Daytonian. And my writing began in the early years. You know, when you're young, some young people like to write in diaries, and I was one of those young people who wrote in diaries. And I used to write short stories, but I would just sort of tear them up and throw them away. I wouldn't keep them. Writing has always been therapeutic for me. And so as I went through high school and began my journey in higher ed, meaning I went to college at a community college first, and then I got married and moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and spent a majority of my time in the corporate sector there. I began to take writing more seriously in terms of professionally writing and getting it published. And so in between writing and publishing, I was pursuing my undergrad at Wilberforce University, HBCU in Wilberforce, Ohio, where I received a bachelor's degree. And then I continued on to receive a master's in management at Antioch University Midwest, which is in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And so in between pursuing those degrees, I was still writing. And so I published, of course, the Culture Seek, which is African-American history, and Spirit Seek, which is a spiritual devotional, and then the Academic Prayer. A lot of my life was spent in higher ed as well as corporate in terms of my professional career, and most of it within the Office of the Registrar. And so my last position was University Registrar at Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, another HBCU. And I traveled, I attend conferences, I talk to young people. My husband and I work with young people since probably 1988. And so I just took a lot of what was going on and put it into the academic prayer, because my experience is that they needed more than the professional answer. And so that's sort of my educational career journey.
Okay. Well, congratulations on all of your accomplishments, pursuing your bachelor's and your master's degree. I understand you're pursuing your PhD in leadership and team right now. So congratulations on that. You know, I got to congratulate you. That's a huge, huge accomplishment, and you should be commended for that. And everything
Thank you
that
so
you've
much.
Done. Now, I'm going to go through your bio a little bit, and you can kind of tell me about these things as I mentioned them. Now, you said The Culture Seek was your first book. I think you did it in 2006. You wrote Spiritual in 2007, and then you did second edition on the book in 2009. Tell us a little bit about Culture and Spirit Seek in those two projects, those two books.
Okay. Culture Seek. Actually, the journey of writing that began with a lot of Black history research, and I started that back in 2006. It was published in 2006, the first edition, but I started writing in the year 2000. It was a six-year research journey and development and design of that particular book, because it's more of an interactive, engaging book where there are over 1,200 Black history facts and interactive puzzles and discussion questions and pictures.
Wow.
That comes from my love of education to increase, you know, the desire to learn but have fun with it. You know, most people don't care to learn about history. It's kind of a painful thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know our history. And so I wanted to make it fun and engaging, and so I'm proud of it, because I know that teachers love it, and I know that parents who want their children and even adults, you know, who didn't learn it the way they should have in elementary or high school, they really like it. So I spent, you know, a lot of time putting that together, and I feel pretty proud of it, because people are learning their history. And then I wrote Spirit Seek, which is a Christian devotional, because I am a Black Christian woman. I do have something to share in terms of how people are going through life in certain situations, and a part of that book gives some devotional messages with scriptures that lead you to some answers to some of the issues or questions that people have in life. And that's probably, it is still a great seller, because people are looking, you know, for something devotional to get them through the day. And so that still remains a favorite book. And as you mentioned, I've contributed to two Chicken Soup for the Soul series books. One is a devotional for women. The other one is Here Comes the Bride. The devotional for women focuses on self-esteem and going back to college as an adult learner. And then the Here Comes the Bride books, Here Comes the Bride focuses on the surprise of the 10th anniversary of my wedding renewal. I didn't know anything about it. My husband planned it with a girlfriend of mine, Pam Zachary, and it was just a wonderful experience. And so that story was accepted by Chicken Soup for the Soul, and so that was the second contribution to that series. And then on to the Academic Prayer, which is an inspirational guide for college success. It really talks about, you know, the grades and the academic advisors and how to deal with professors. If you're a military student, if you're an adult learner going back to college, you know, how can you help use prayer to get you back through to help you persist and graduate? And so that book is really important to me, because I work with college students, and I see a higher level need. That professional answer sometimes is just not enough. People need some deep spiritual encouragement, and so that is what the academic prayer does for those students. Even for, you know, if you're a junior or senior in high school preparing to go to college, this book helps you because it lets you know some of the things that happens to students, and it could be a proactive guide for a high school student because they'll know what they can do to avoid some of those challenges and have a spiritual connection to go along with it.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to get to ask you a few questions about that, but I see exactly what it is. It's a title, Academic Prayer, but it's really about preparation, and it's designed to help students deal with the issues that they will come into or ultimately have to deal with in order to graduate. So it's basically
Absolutely.
Kind of helping them through that process and dealing with the issues that they reach. Once again,
Absolutely.
It's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show. We're here with author and educator Latonya M. Branham. She's talking about her books, The Academic Prayer Culture, Seek 1 and 2, as well as Spirit Seek. And I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody that's out there listening. Now, you mentioned you had two stories that were included in Chicken Soup for the Soul, which everybody knows. My mother loves that series of books. And one in 2009 and one in 2012. How did you go about the process of submitting these stories for Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Okay. The first time was quite interesting because I was at a conference and I met a woman by the name of Susan Heim, who is an editor for Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we connected online, and she actually sent me a link to it as an invitation to submit a story. And so anyone who has a really good story that they are interested in, because titles pop up frequently, can go to chickensoupforthesoul.com, and they tell you what's forthcoming, and you can click on a link and look at the guidelines and what they're looking for. And if your story is connected to what their theme is, they will look at it. Now, I tell you, they get thousands and thousands of entries, so I feel blessed to have been selected twice. But it is an online process, and you type up your story with the word count that's required, and you submit it online. And if they're reviewing it and they give it serious consideration, they will contact you, and then the contract process starts from there. And then if you're accepted, then you will get some books, and you can promote them for life. It's really a blessing.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that accomplishment as well. Again, my mom loves Chicken Soup for the Soul. I don't know which volumes they have. I know every year they come out with one or more books. And it's just good to know that you have a couple of stories in there. Now, some of the other things that you do, you're mentioned as one of the founding partners of the Dayton Book Expo. Tell us a bit about the Dayton Book Expo and how you became one of the founding partners of that annual event.
Okay, great. The Dayton Book Expo is a wonderful community event held in Dayton, Ohio every year. In 2017, we will celebrate our 8th annual Dayton Book Expo. And this all began several years ago among myself and authors Valerie J. Lewis Coleman and Charlotte Brown Jenkins. We had traveled to a lot of book expos and conferences and bookstores and different places to promote our books, and we had experienced what was going on around the country in terms of book expos, and we thought we don't have anything like this in Dayton, Ohio. And so we did the brainstorming and developed Dayton Book Expo LLC, and we held the first one, and it came out to be a wonderful success. And what happens is we invite authors locally, regionally, and nationally. We've even had some international authors to come to Dayton, Ohio, usually at the end of April every year, and share their work with book lovers across the country. We also infuse writing workshops, discussion panels. We have a kid zone for children, so we definitely want to promote literacy among the young people, and we have guest speakers, and it's usually a wonderful, wonderful time to just celebrate books, celebrate authors. It gives authors an outlet. You know, sometimes as new authors, you look for places to go to promote your books. And so we wanted to be one of those leaders in the country to say, come to the Dayton Book Expo, showcase your work, and let people know what you're putting out there. We make sure that the genres are pretty much family friendly, because we do have the kids zone, but we do, you know, we look at what is to be submitted as accepted at the expo. And like I said, next year will be our 8th one, and we will kick it off at 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 29th in 2017 at the Sinclair Community College, which is downtown Dayton. And if anybody wants information about it, they can go to DaytonBookExpo.com and get information if you want to be an author vendor, or if you just want to see what the activities are going to be because you're a book lover and you want to come out and meet authors. We usually have between 70 to 85 authors at the event. So it's really a grand occasion.
Well, it sounds like fantastic opportunity to meet authors and promote books. As you know, I am a publisher and I have a couple of authors and a few books out there. Never been to Dayton, Ohio. I've been to some events around the country, New York, D.C., and Atlanta. Dayton, and it sounds like a great place to be. I'm going to keep that date on my calendar. It sounds like something I'd be really interested in.
Now, please do.
Well, I have an inside track. I'm good friends with one of the founding partners, so I know exactly who to contact. It says here that you're the CEO and founder of Reader to Leader Foundation. Tell us a bit about the Reader to Leader Foundation and how you became, you know, and what inspired you to start that organization.
Well, the Reader to Leader Foundation was started because I wanted to help contribute to and fund initiatives that support literacy. The purpose of the organization, first let me go back and say that our mission is to, you know, really engage young and adult learners in literacy initiatives and to support college students through scholarships, because, you know, purchasing books, for instance, at a college can be a bit financially challenging. And so it never hurts to help students purchase their books or contribute to their financial package when going to college. And so we believe at Reader to Leader Foundation that reading creates an opportunity for leading. And that means reading good books, investing your heart and your mind into what you read, so that when you step off into your purpose, you will have that background and you know what you need to do to take the leadership role. Sometimes, all of us have a purpose in life, whether we know what it is or not, but we need to take time and find it. So I just like contributing to initiatives that do something on that platform. And so I created the Reader to Leader Foundation so that I can support those type of initiatives. And it started in 2011, and I just look for areas where I can help. I've also, within the organization, have helped teachers in their classrooms. Even this year, a brand-new teacher, her first year teaching, she had some challenges from the school getting funding to help set up her classroom. And so we help support that initiative. So it's things like that mean a lot to us, that gives a start. And it doesn't matter that, you might be a young child who we want to support, or it could be adult learners, because we know that there are adult learning challenges with reading. And so if we can support that, we do that as well.
Yeah, that really stuck out in my mind when I was reading the bio and some of the things you do, starting a foundation that's based on education and learning and giving people opportunities to better themselves is something that you really, really needed to be.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, a lot of people are successful doing things that they do and either don't know how to give back or don't really have a desire to give back. And I see that you have a singular focus and purpose. Everything is on education. You've been an educator. You know the areas that we need help in the Black community, and you're basically zeroing in on those. So I've got to applaud you for that, you know, with doing that. Now,
thank
also,
you.
It seems someone has recognized you for your good work and your dedication in what you do. You received the Rose Award from the Dayton Christian Writers Guild in 2010. Tell us a little bit about winning that award and how important it's been to you.
Well, I think it's anytime someone recognizes your work, it's very special. The Rose Award by the Christian Literary Guild was given because I think particularly it was Spirit Seek that drew that mm-hmm. recognition, because Spirit Seek is a Christian devotional, and that book was reviewed, and my promotion of it was recognized, and I was, you know, given that honor. So that was actually the first official honor for that particular book, and I really appreciate that. And so, you know, I like to say that any author who is writing in a particular genre, you know, you never know how you touch someone's life with your book. And so when special groups such as a Writers Guild reviews it, then it brings attention to your work, and I really appreciate that. I'm not sure, I may not have it in. I don't think I have this other one in my bio, but there was also recognition from the New England Readers Group, who gives annual awards, and I received an honorary mention for the Academic Prayer. And so that was another award that I was really thankful for, because those are professional people who really put a scope to your work. And if they like it, then they'll, you know, give you the award, and they'll put it out there and let the world know that this is worthy of attention. And so to have awards like that, it really inspires me to keep going, because at heart, even though right now I'm working on a doctorate degree, a PhD in higher ed, leadership and change at Antioch University, at mm-hmm. heart I'm an inspirational writer. And so those type of awards really mean a lot.
All right. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Gaffney. You listen to WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gaffney, and my guest is celebrated author and educator LaTonya M. Branham. Now, LaTonya, we have a caller on the line. I can't take them all. I'm going to take this one. Caller,
okay.
You're calling in from area code 513-227. Do you have a question or comment for LaTonya? I guess not,
oh,
as I told you.
They might
sure,
be just listening. They might be just listening, I guess.
Brother, my brother, I hear you there. You have a question or comment for LaTonya?
Yes. I wasn't sure that I was going to get on air or not, but LaTonya is my wife.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That's my man. He's the one going to the Pittsburgh game. I heard about you, man.
Oh, you heard about that? Oh, yeah, I'll be there, and we're going to win. But I would just like to say, I don't know if I have a question, but I would just like to say that LaTonya is a very hardworking, inspirational young lady, and
yes.
she has a lot to offer with her books. And I know that after she's finished with her her doctorate degree, that she has at least four. She told me at least four or five books, probably more, in her head that she wants to publish. So I just thought I'd just add that.
You add that in, yeah. That's what writers do, man. Writers write, man. And I know you're a very patient husband with all that writing going on too, my brother.
Oh yes, sir. Very patient.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in. The time of the show is almost over. You said you were going to read something from your book, but we really don't have time. Is there anything you want to say to family, friends, and supporters before we go, you know, and shut it down over here? Anything you want to say to your family, friends, and listeners out there?
Sure. First of all, I thank everybody who tuned in, including my husband. He is so dedicated.
Yes.
But I just want to say, if you are an aspiring writer, to keep pressing forward. Don't let it overwhelm you. Take the time to journal your thoughts, and don't try to edit as you go. Just get it out. Just put it on paper and then begin to get people around you to help support your writing effort, and it will turn into a wonderful book if you really put in the work. And then secondly, I'd like to share, I just wanted to put that plug out again for the Dayton Book Expo. It's a wonderful opportunity to come and meet other authors and to find books and to learn about writing and publishing and bring your children out. That's Saturday, April 29, 2017. Find out more information at DaytonBookExpo.com. My personal website is LaTanyaBranham.com, and you can always keep in touch with me through social media. I'm LaTanya M. Branham on Facebook, LaTanya Branham on Twitter, and Lady Book Lover on Instagram. So please stay in touch, and I really thank you, Jeff, for this opportunity.
No, it was my pleasure to have you on. Meeting you at the First Read Expo was a wonderful experience for me. And as I told you before, I'm working on my book, Who's Who in African American Literature, and I get information on authors by having interviews like this and meeting them in person at book events and expos. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, you know, as you're pursuing your PhD and in working on those four books behind the scene, having a few minutes to spend with me on the holidays. And my brother, is there anything you want to say to your family and friends and your wife's supporters while you're still on the line?
I'd just like to tell you, I would like to thank everyone who has supported LaTanya, and we really appreciate your support for LaTanya. And in 2017, LaTanya and I have something real special that we're going to come out with, and we hope for everyone's support.
Okay. Well, don't forget me, man. I'm in the media. I got the TV show, radio show. I got the blog. I got all kind of online advertising, and I love exclusives. I love scoops. You know, I like to be the first in on whatever's going on. So, you know, make sure you share that with me or come back on the show and share that with my listeners. I really appreciate that, man.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, we will do that.
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the WBMG Radio Show, DJ Gatsby, LaTanya Branham, and her very, very supportive husband. A good luck to Pittsburgh at the game on Christmas Day, man. That's one of my favorite teams, and sure you guys are going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. Don't forget to join DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show, every Wednesday, every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we're out of time, guys. Thank you so much for calling and being part of the show. Merry Christmas, my brother, you and your wife, and have a happy, blessed, and prosperous year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith allows, shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening to WBMG Radio with DJ Gatsby. I want to thank you for all your support throughout the year here in 2016. I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, joyous Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, and happy, happy New Year, and all the blessings that the Creator has for you and your family in 2017, and Happy New Year.